Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. Harry was a carpenter, and a good one. Earlier in life, he'd pursued acting, but that had gone nowhere, one filmmaker telling him there was no future in it for him. One day, Harry was doing some work near the home of a young director. He remembered Harry from somewhere and asked him to read for a part in the director's next movie. The young director was George Lucas. The movie was Star Wars. Harry, the carpenter, was Harrison Ford. Everyone loves a good Cinderella story. The story of someone of ordinary background who experiences a thrilling change in life. You can find Cinderella stories in many places. The small college basketball team that wins the big tournament. The farm girl whose singing voice is discovered on a national talent show. The penniless single mom who writes the phenomenal best-selling book. Or the quiet, unassuming carpenter who goes on to become one of the biggest film stars in Hollywood. All of these stories are child's play, however, in comparison to the story of what Jesus Christ has done for you and me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthian Christians, "Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth." Those same words certainly apply to the vast majority of us. In fact, because of our sin, the full picture is far worse. Not only are most of us invisible to the eyes of the world, by nature we are broken, toxic souls, reeking in our spiritual failure, deserving only of God's contempt. But God did not let the story end there. Instead, He sent His Son. On our behalf, Jesus lived the sinless life we have failed to live. In our place, Jesus washed away our every stain of guilt at the cross. Now, through faith in our Savior, the plot has changed. Our story is different. It's not necessarily that we are now best-selling authors or famous athletes. Our story is far better. We are forgiven. God is our Heavenly Father. He guides every moment for our good. Heaven is our home. Heavenly Father, thank you for changing my story. Thank you for sending your Son. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.